This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's cabinet has approved a ceasefire deal with the Hamas militant group that would bring a temporary halt to a devastating war that has stretched on for over 6 weeks. The Israeli government said that under the deal, Hamas is to free 50 of the roughly 240 hostages it is holding in the Gaza Strip over a four-day period. It said it would extend the lull by an additional day for every 10 hostages released. Ahead of Wednesday morning's cabinet vote, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would resume its offensive against Hamas after the ceasefire expires. It's not immediately clear when the truce will go into effect. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The White House voiced concern Tuesday that Iran may provide Russia with ballistic missiles for use in its war against Ukraine, a development that likely would be disastrous for the Ukrainian people, a U.S. national security official said.
This burgeoning defense relationship is not good for the people of Ukraine, and frankly, it's not good for the Middle East region.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby noted that Iran already has been providing Russia with unmanned aerial vehicles or drones, guided aerial bombs, and artillery ammunition, and may be preparing to go a step further in its support for Russia. U.S. forces were attacked at an airbase west of Baghdad on Tuesday, and a U.S. military aircraft responded in self-defense, killing a number of Iranian-backed militants, U.S. officials said. An Al-Saad airbase was attacked by a close-range ballistic missile that resulted in 8 injuries and minor damage to infrastructure, U.S. officials said. The United States responded using an aircraft already in the air, and it hit an Iranian-backed militia vehicle, said Sabrina Singh, a Defense Department.